Grand Central. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, and we really have a great show for you tonight. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, coming to us from Nashville, Tennessee. And in the first hour, we're also going to be joined by someone from the LaRouche Group who has some very interesting ideas about water and technology, and that's Mike Billington. And in the second hour, as we promised, we're going to visit the Bill Pollack tapes, and Annie and I are going to do what amounts to, we hope, is a tell-all. So without further ado, let's go out to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome my good friend, Annie DeRiso, to the airwaves. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Fine, great. Ready to go. Glad to talk about Bill finally in the second hour.
Yeah, you know, Annie, this has been a long time coming with Bill. He influenced a lot of people, and certainly, you know, I don't think I'd be sitting behind this mic tonight if it wasn't for Bill, and I know that you share more than just admiration and friendship for Bill. I mean, he was your significant other.
Oh, yes, he was. He was a very complex man. He was way ahead of his time.
He might have been. In fact, he probably was. The single most intelligent person that I've ever known personally.
I'll go with you on that.
He leaves most people in the dust. And for those listeners who went and listened to the audio that we asked you to preview before the show, when we mentioned that last week, I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way. Well, anyway, Annie, we have a really very interesting guest today. I talked to Mike on the air as I was driving in to quote my day job today. And, an hour is not enough to cover all we're going to cover. So although we're not going to get very far here in the first segment, but let's cut our losses and let's go straight to Mike Billington and welcome Mike to the show. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. Hello. Do we have Mike? Looks like we're working on getting Mike. Anyway, Annie, I'm sure you remember Lyndon LaRouche.
Yes, from a long time ago, actually.
Well, Lyndon LaRouche spent about 15 years in federal prison for mail fraud and tax code violations associated with his political activities, which he continued from behind bars until his release in 1994, when he was finally released on parole. But he's got a diehard following, and there's a lot of things about Lyndon LaRouche that I really admired. He was terribly marginalized in the mainstream media, and I have to confess, Annie, for myself, it was really maybe before I was fully awake did I really realize how accurate Lyndon LaRouche was about many of the things he talked about. And I'm sure you recall his many perennial runs at the presidency.
Yeah, he was, to me, he was like the first conspiracy theorist that I ever heard. You know, and I thought, whoa, this guy is really out there, but look what's happened since then.
Well, yeah, there's, I hate to say it's a cottage industry. I would like to think of it more as a public awakening. But, you know, Lyndon was out there. And you know who else was out there at the same time, Annie? It's kind of interesting. Was we also had Patrick Wood out there. He wrote that fabulous, fabulous book with Anthony Sutton called Trilaterals Over Washington, in which he detailed the corporate wealth that the Rockefeller family controlled and their undue influence in government. And this was at a time when that just wasn't spoken about. So he was a contemporary of LaRouche at that time. So, you know, Patrick Wood was out there. Anyway, I hear the music, Annie. We're up against the break. I'm hoping that we'll get Mike on as soon as we come back. Stay tuned, everybody.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and joining us on our newsmaker line is Miss Andy DiRiso, our goddess of the airways of all things that make the news that somehow don't make it into the mainstream media. And I guess we're still having trouble pulling up Mike. I guess we dropped his call, so we're going to try to get him again. Anyway, Andy, back to what we were talking about with LaRouche. He was certainly a pioneer, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, and I wonder, how did he get his information back then? Do you know? I went to a couple of meetings of his, you know, but where was he getting all of this? I never did know. Do you?
Insider sources would be my guess. That might be a good question to ask Mike when we have him on, because certainly the electronic media is nowhere near than what it is now, where we have all this information at our disposal, seemingly 24/7. I totally agree with you. Anyway, to throw this back to the audience's calls last week, Annie, we had several calls that championed the notion of NAWAPA, and that's one of the things that we're going to discuss tonight as soon as we're able to pull Mike up. And I have to take my hat off to our listeners who called in with that information, because, wow, is that ever important? And I find it to be highly credible, and I find it interesting that the powers that be are holding back that technology. But, Annie, we're going to be talking about the holding back of technology as well in the second hour.
Yes. The reversing of technology. That sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? But think about it. Known technology that gets reversed to figure out how it works.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Mike, I can hear
yes.
you, Dave.
Oh, okay. I was on the
well,
first segment.
Because I'm getting air.
I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think what we have here is our guest, Mike. And Mike, I've already introduced you once, and I went there, and you weren't there, and I think that was our fault. We dropped the call, but I want to welcome Mike Billington to the Common Sense Show, and thanks so much for taking time out of your Sunday evening to join us.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks, Dave. Sorry you couldn't hear me the first time around.
Well, that's okay. I mean, we've had a number of, I understand, some technical issues tonight, and certainly my preceding show, and let's hope that we have all that behind us now, and we're ready to move forward. But anyway, Mike, last week, Annie and I had a fellow talk show host on, and we were talking about lessons learned from behind the microphone. And we started getting calls from our listeners as soon as we brought up the subject of water. And they mentioned your website, LaRouchePack.com. They mentioned the WAPA and the promise that it holds and how the technology and the resources are being held back. And I have to say that, you know, I was largely ignorant of NWAPA, so just take a moment and tell our listening audience what that's all about.
Well, I'm glad to hear that some of your callers have been watching that and brought it to your attention. Yeah, NWAPA, the North American Water and Power Alliance, is an alliance between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, which was first designed by the Parsons Company, one of the big global infrastructure companies, back in the late 50s and early 60s. And was ready to go, basically. The Congress was working on it. President Kennedy was totally committed to it. And then when Kennedy was killed, the world changed. We got dragged into this hideous war in Vietnam. All the basic infrastructure programs that had been in the works were scrapped. The NASA policy was basically scrapped. And NWAPA was perhaps one of the things that would have most totally transformed and still can totally transform the United States. And it's really not just a continental program. It's a global program in the sense that it represents what can be done in virtually every continent on Earth. The idea is to bring the water that spills off into the Arctic and to the Bering Sea from Alaska and the Yukon, to bring it down by diverting some of the rivers that are just wasting this water flowing into the oceans, putting it into the what's known as the Rocky Trench, the Rocky Mountain Trench, which is about a 500-mile trench through the northern Rockies, through Washington and Oregon, and then through a series of huge pumps and dams and it would require a whole series of nuclear power plants to provide the necessary energy and other kinds of infrastructure. But what you could do was provide the water to not only replenish the aquifer that's now draining out in the Great American Desert, but basically transform the climate entirely in the U.S. Far West and in northern Mexico, to create a situation in which you double the agricultural land in the United States, replenish the northern Mexico agricultural land that's been destroyed, especially since the NAFTA policy basically destroyed Mexican agriculture. And in the process, actually most importantly, by introducing huge amounts of water into that Great American Desert, you change the climate, because for every drop of water you introduce there, you bring about 2 to 2.5 to 3 more drops of water through the normal process of water being evaporated and then falling again as rainfall. So you change the climate. It's the green policy in a positive sense, and as opposed to the nonsense green policy that you have today, which says stop technology, go backwards, let's go back to the Stone Age and call it green. This is the real green, using human creative intelligence to change the climate in a direction which increases the technological capacities for mankind to increase his species and to increase his standard of living.
Well, we would eliminate food shortages. We would eliminate a lot of the problems that are caused by seasonal weather change, because we'd have such an abundance of crops. We would have plentiful water. But what's most interesting to me that you just mentioned was the effect in northern Mexico as NAFTA, and Annie and I happened to believe that NAFTA was perpetrated to basically force the Mexican farmers off their land so they'd come north in the open borders scourge that's happened here in this country, so corporate America would have their cheap labor, and basically we would see the undermining of America.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. The whole screaming and yelling about illegal immigrants is totally hypocritical, because the NAFTA program, which was a continuation of policies that have been imposed since the time of López Portillo and the so-called debt bomb back in the 80s, you might remember the President López Portillo at that time, who was a very good friend of Lyndon LaRouche. LaRouche was there in Mexico working with him, working policies to nationalize the banking system, to use the newfound oil resources in Mexico to expend for nuclear power development in Mexico, to follow the American system method, which was actually being promoted at that time by the Japanese. But the idea is to develop the advanced technologies using their oil resources. But that was all scrapped. López Portillo was thrown out. The Mexican government was largely taken over by people subservient to the British imperial free trade, free market, free so-called type policies. And the U.S. itself was increasingly under the domination of this British free market, free trade ideology, doing away with the American system concepts, so that we increasingly became a nation controlled by financial speculation and not physical economic investment and development. But Mexico, as a result, the whole northern Mexico, which was already marginal agriculture, these farmers were destroyed. They were forced to take in cheap imports from the United States. The area was already depleted of water. And as a result, those lands are now virtually going back to desert. It's going to be very difficult to return them to agricultural land, but we damn well better. And the NAWAPA program will help that. There's programs in Mexico called the Pleno, which is to bring some of the southern Mexican water north into that region, which are also extremely important. Some of our co-thinkers in Mexico are working on that. But these are policies which basically call upon the United States to return to American system methods. It's not going to happen under this lunatic president who's continuing the lunatic policies we had under Bush and Cheney, bailing out financial interests, scrapping our infrastructure programs, scrapping not only NAWAPA but our space program and so on and so forth. This has to be reversed. It has to be reversed quickly. And as I hope some of my associates have talked with you before, the key to this is the Glass-Steagall program, the Roosevelt policy of basically ending this financial bailout of the derivative speculative gambling debts on Wall Street. And again,
well, Glass-Steagall Glass-Steagall was the, just for our audience's benefit, was really the firewall after the Depression that's prevented future meltdowns until we ignored it in this last administration. Anyway, we're up against the break, and we come back, and we'll talk about Glass-Steagall.
Okay.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us is Mike Billington, and we're talking about NWAPA and what you also can find on LaRouchePAC.com. And it's a great resource filled with lots of interesting information. Mike, I wanted to ask you real quick here. It's along the lines of what we're talking about. Are you familiar with the San Joaquin Valley farmers' fate in California when they were shut down and couldn't irrigate their farmlands because of a 2-inch smeltfish?
No, well, I. This is the Furbish louse sport, perhaps. There have been a number of these situations where the wild extremist environmentalist fanaticism has stopped development in favor of some tiny little animal that lives only in one little part of the world. And if they live only in one little part of the world, you wonder, you know, are they that important in God's design? I mean, really. But I'm not familiar with that particular one.
Yeah, it's not even so much. It's I question their motives, and this is really the point I'm getting to. Obviously, NWAPA's ideas have met with resistance from the powers that be because they can't control it. They'd lose some of the hold they'd have on people, and I think we're seeing that played out in this false pseudo-environmental movement.
Yeah, no, you're right. The point is that we're in the midst of a huge, historic, global crisis, crisis of civilization, which is really a showdown over the last 500 or 600 years of the British and before that the Venetian imperial policies, which have brought the world to a point of general breakdown crisis. LaRouche is extremely well known because he's long identified this idea of imperial policy. monetary systems, allowing financial interests to dominate nations and to run empires. Many people believe that the British Empire is something of the past, and that maybe it's moved to the United States now or something. Well, this is not true. The British Empire was a network of financial interests, global financial interests, who were originally in Venice and then moved north into Holland and England, and launched the American Revolution was a war against this imperial interest. And the historic battle in the United States has always been between this British imperial free market, free trade policy versus that of the American system designed by people like Alexander Hamilton, which were based on the idea of a creditary policy, where the government was responsible for the utterance of currency and the generation of credit and directing that credit towards the general welfare, which was the core of our Declaration of Independence, the idea of the general welfare. And that always was based on the idea of building basic infrastructure. What Hamilton and others fought for was the development of canals, of roads, of financing the kind of industrial and agricultural infrastructure that made it possible for private entrepreneurs to succeed, because the government made it possible, either through their own investment or through support for other kinds of private sector investments, to make the basic infrastructure in water, in power, in transportation, as well as the hospitals and schools and so on that were needed, which was why America succeeded in becoming what is unquestionably the greatest scientific and industrial power the world has ever known. That's now all in question. We're being subjected to this British imperial policy. The Bush-Cheney crowd and Obama, the whole Greenspan era since 1989, when Greenspan came in, 87, I think, when Greenspan came in, that we have effectively turned our government over to Wall Street, turning over our tax base to financing useless derivative speculative debt, not debt that represents investments in industry or infrastructure or development, but rather speculative debt, derivatives, gambling on where various interest rates will be, where stock prices will be. This entire derivative game, which is purely a speculative matter, which has effectively bankrupted the banking system of Europe and the United States. It's now reached a point of complete breakdown crisis, and the idea that we can somehow bail out this absolutely worthless speculative debt is not only a joke, it's a criminal attack against the very life of our population and populations around the world. Now, were we to implement Glass-Steagall, as Roosevelt did in 1933, when he came into power, and basically shut down Wall Street, or at least separate from, in the commercial and banking system, separate off the speculative paper, which has been effectively taking over our commercial banking system since Glass-Steagall was eliminated in 1999 under Greenspan's direction and Larry Summers' direction. But to restore that Glass-Steagall, move the speculative paper off into these investment banks and hedge funds and let them collapse if they can't find a way to make that paper good, and they won't, but let them collapse. We don't need them. Save our commercial banking system under Glass-Steagall, where commercial banks have one and only one job, which is to take in deposits and to use those deposits to invest in legitimate physical economic development policy, industry, agriculture, infrastructure, and so forth, and then use the power of the nation's creditary policies to build these great projects like NWAPA, like restoring our NASA program. These are things that can be done and must be done, but they're going to have to be done very, very quickly, because we're facing a cataclysm.
Well, we're out of time
down.
Because we're broke, and we're also running up against the break. Mike, when we come back, we're going to explore some of the benefits of doing that, and I'll ask you about CAFR. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
I heard you asking how I'm feeling.
Welcome back. And our special guest this first hour is Mike Billington, and we're talking about ideas that could really set this country free, and they're really not out of reach. And as we went into the break, you had mentioned Glass-Steagall quite prominently, Mike, and can you give us kind of a telegram version for the listeners who might not be familiar with how the getting back to this act, which was the firewall for banking after the Depression, could help restore banking again?
Can you restore the American system of finance, which is a creditary system, not a monetary system, by restricting commercial banking to investing in real physical development infrastructure, both hard and soft infrastructure, but absolutely forbidding those commercial banks from being involved in the kind of speculation, be it in stock markets or in derivatives or other kinds of insurance policies? That was what Roosevelt implemented in 33, which pulled us out of the tailspin of the previous financial blowout and made it possible for us to win the war and then to launch the kind of the basic long-term scientific development in the post-war period, although it was undermined by the fact that Roosevelt's death led to a series of very, very bad presidents. That's something of another story. But I think the key now is that people have to recognize that Obama has effectively shown himself to be nothing but an asset of this British imperial policy, of the effectively the fact that they've been involved in this crazy debate over the last mentioning one word of the $23 trillion that have been turned over to Wall Street to bail out this absolutely worthless derivative speculative gambling debt. Nobody mentioned that $23 trillion, and yet they're talking about why we have to cut billions and billions out of pensions, out of Medicare, out of Social Security, out of NASA, out of everything, and leave our cities and our states basically in a state of absolute bankruptcy. This is genocidal. It's an attack. It's criminal. It's an attack on the very American system idea itself. And unless we get this president out, the guy's a narcissist. He's a psychotic. He can be removed on the basis of mental incompetence. He should be. There are other Democrats, including people around Hillary Clinton, who could run this country and who could begin to deal with this financial blowout. But unless people have the courage to take on this fanatic who was put in office by the George Soros British financial interests in order to continue the bailout, to continue the policies, as Obama showed he was willing to do by bringing in Geithner and Bernanke and Summers and the whole team that had run the Bush-Cheney financial policies, to continue the bailout and to continue the destruction of the physical economy in the United States, allowing mass unemployment, the shutdown of our industries, the millions of people being thrown out of their homes, the destruction of our health care, and now, as we see in these various states that are bankrupt, these right-wing Tea Party-type governors saying, we're going to balance the budget by basically sabotaging everything we're responsible for doing in terms of the social welfare of our people and even destroying the union so that people have absolutely no say whatsoever in the conditions of their livelihood. So we're in a showdown. This is a crisis. This is a crisis of civilization. The financial institutions are bankrupt. Don't think they're all powerful. They're actually generally in a state of bankruptcy and panicked in Europe and in the United States. They don't know what to do about the fact that there is a mass upsurge of revolt against this that we see not only in the United States and Wisconsin and Ohio and elsewhere, but in Northern Africa with Tunis and Egypt and so forth, and even in Europe and Germany and England even, where populations are saying, look, we've had enough.
That's soon going to come here, Mike. We're going to see the same thing. People think we're immune to the rioting that's going on in Cairo, but we're not. And the way I see this is Obama was put in power to collapse the system. No one could be this incompetent. It's clear he's playing for the other side. And I look at the bailouts and how Goldman Sachs and other buddies are profiteering as the last great American garage sale before they collapse the system.
Yeah,
let's take a quick call. We've had Abe holding on from Florida for quite some time. Abe, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I totally agree with your guest as far as Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Hillary Clinton. These are the type of people that we need to get the leadership back to today. You know, and a lot of people talk about Jewish banker this, Jewish banker that. As your guest has pointed out, this is a British imperialist. And frankly, and I believe Lynn LaRouche has correctly pointed out, there's connections with the German Nazis. And you have people like, you know, Carolyn Jaeger types that will defend the Germans and the Nazis, but then she, you know, you've probably heard all of these tornadoes that we had recently in the Midwest. Turns out that Carolyn Jaeger was one of those people that had with the Illuminati, with the great big fans that they turned on that got those things started, you know, after they sprayed
sure.
all the chemtrails.
I'm not sure I understand that. You're saying the great big fans started these tornadoes?
No, they start them with the chemtrails. And then you got people like Carolyn Jaeger, they turn on these giant, huge fans that they have, and it whips to get the air all whipped up. And before you know it, I don't know if you know, but yesterday there was like about 20 different tornadoes that touched down, you know, in the Midwestern, you know, around the Iowa area and that area.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that. But I want to take this back to what Mike is talking about. Mike, do you have any reaction to Abe's comments?
Well, I think you have to look a little bit deeper in the sense that the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, which I think people generally know, is one of a series of huge earthquakes in Chile, in New Zealand, in China, in Japan, and that it's now been demonstrated quite clearly by competent scientists that these are directly correlated with the extreme activity in the sun in the last few months and in the coming years, which we expect to be a solar maximum, and that the huge the solar activity creates shifts in the solar magnetic field and other kinds of cosmic radiation, which have an immediate and massive effect upon the Earth's magnetic field and other kinds of aspects, which we're not clear on. We're not totally clear on how these correlate, but we know they correlate. So we're looking at a couple of years of probable huge seismic events, with California and Washington and Oregon being very much in expectation of a huge event. And yet, here's the Obama administration.
Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I was going to say was, when I talked to a spokesman from your group, he mentioned to me that your group was highly concerned that NASA's funding is being pulled for earthquake detection and possible prediction.
Yep,
so it looks like in this time of great ring of fire activity that any measure of protection that we could have as a planet is being stripped away by Obama.
That's exactly true. People know that Obama was out to gut NASA anyway. But what we now know is that many of the programs that he's gutted, and these are not terribly expensive programs, by the way, are programs that were examining the sun and programs that were examining the Earth in terms of being able to forecast the kind of seismic development, thermal developments, electromagnetic developments, which are precursors to earthquakes. These programs are being taken down systematically and intentionally by the Obama administration. A number of scientists internationally, there was a big meeting in Vienna this past week, and if you call in to go to our website, I'm glad you named it LaRouchePack.com, or call us at 1-800-929-7566, 929-7566. We can send you information on this Vienna conference of earthquake specialists who are screaming as loud as they can against the fanatics, including our President Obama, who argue that you can't forecast earthquakes and therefore we shouldn't waste money on these programs. Well, of course, what they're doing is trying to preserve their friends on Wall Street and in the City of London by diverting funds from these programs. But you have to acknowledge that it's not even just money. It's an attempt to create circumstances which are going to lead to the decimation of the human race. And these are the realities behind any idea that we can allow the takedown of
these. Let's be clear about this, Mike. You're talking about intentional depopulation.
Well, you can't look at it any other way. These are not hugely expensive programs. Why would they be willing to tolerate the takedown of programs that can save millions of lives? You can't look at it any other way than that this is Obama, who is a slave to Tony Blair and the British crowd, Prince Philip and his friends, who repeatedly argue over and over again that the problem in the world is that there's too many people and we need to reduce the world's population from 6 to 7 billion down to 2 or less. This kind of genocidal outlook, which is what imperial policy is always related to, is what's behind the insanity of the policies now dominating this nation and most of the transatlantic area, who are saying we're going to take down technology, take down nuclear power, take down development policies in order to continue bailing out the banks and balance the budget, as they say, without mentioning the fact that the trillions that are going into bailing out this worthless derivative debt. We need Glass-Steagall, which will eliminate that speculative paper, not bail it out, eliminate it. It's worthless. It does nothing for mankind. And begin using creditary policies to extend the nation's policy, the nation's capacity as a sovereign republic, to issue credits into the kinds of infrastructure and development that we need, like the WAPA, which would put 3 or 4 million people to work virtually overnight, and also, as we've discussed, solve great problems facing the human race in terms of food and basic needs that we need here and around the world.
So, Mike, we basically had a worldwide coup then, right?
Say Say that again. Pardon me?
Haven't we basically had a worldwide coup? They're taking over the whole world. It's not just us.
It's been a continual fight between what used to be well known as American system methods and British system methods, the British imperial policies, which view mankind as nothing more than beasts who can be herded, and when necessary, you could cull the herd. And the American system, which was based on a totally different principle, the idea that man was indeed born in the image of God with a creative power to understand and to discover the universal principles of our universe and to apply them to transforming nature and to transforming the standard of living of our population. That concept, which was known not only in America but around the world as the American system, was a battle which is continuing today. We're faced with a, as you say, in a sense, a coup. I don't think that's exactly right, but they're dominant. They're imposing their will. But you have to keep in mind that they're bankrupt and they're panicked. They know that their system has failed, that you cannot continue looting populations without bringing about not only horror and death and wars, but also a mass strike. You have to bring about a revolt by the population who don't always know what they need to do to solve the problem, but they're no longer willing to tolerate the kind of evil that's been imposed upon them. And this is where LaRouche and our movement, working with friends of ours around the world, have effectively said, look, we have to provide leadership to this mass movement. We have to give them a sense that they have to master principles of science, of technology, of history, and they have to master the idea of the American predatory system idea versus this monetarist system, which is dominating the United States from the British imperial interests.
Well, today. Mike, for that to happen, the Federal Reserve has got to go.
Well, it's going to have to be turned into what Hamilton originally wanted, which was a national bank, not a central bank, run by private financial interests like the Federal Reserve is. But a national bank which has the responsibility, run by our elected officials so that the people themselves have a say in this, who direct credit, the idea of directed credit, that the nation issues credit into the banking system, the commercial banking system, which is under Glass-Steagall restrictions not to speculate. But you have strings on that credit, which is that this has to be to the benefit of the general welfare of the population. Roosevelt did this, even though the Fed still existed. Roosevelt didn't have the political power to do away with the Federal Reserve as a private controller of our currency. But he used the war powers, he used the financial crisis, and then he used the danger of war to effectively issue credit with strings attached, what he called war-necessary investments. But we don't need a war to do that. I mean, this is the American system. We have the general welfare to care for. And we can issue credit with those strings attached that has to go into basic industry, agriculture, infrastructure. We could do it virtually overnight. At the current circumstance, because we've allowed this mess to go so far that our cities and our states are absolutely bankrupt because of the collapse of the tax base, we have to free up current finances from the federal government that are now going to bailing out these bankrupt banking institutions to give funds into the cities and states to maintain the basic general welfare policies that they're responsible for.
Well, some people think that money's already there, Mike. Are you familiar with CAFRs?
CAFRs, no.
Okay. Well, another topic for another time. But a lot of people that we've had on the show, including Ellen Brown, have talked about stored up wealth within city, state, local governments that could be accessed, but it's being held onto. And the feds refuse to let them spend it. So another story for another time, but there is pent-up wealth in this
country. I don't believe
that's
true. The cities and states are, in fact, bankrupt. You have to acknowledge that. But these lunatics, people like the governors of Wisconsin and Ohio and New Jersey and so on, who are saying that, well, we're bankrupt and we have to balance our budget by basically killing people. This is sick. They have to join with this mass movement that's emerging throughout the country and with our interest, with LaRouche and others, to insist that the government impose Glass-Steagall and free up the necessary resources to help the cities and states meet their urgent needs. There's no magic funds out there. These places are bankrupt because the tax base.
Oh, I agree. I wrote for Freedom's Phoenix 4 years ago when Glass-Steagall was being totally ignored. I said, 5 years ago, I said, this is exactly where we were going to end up, with a banking crisis, a real estate collapse. And I'm neither an economist nor a rocket scientist, and I could see that. And to me, the only conclusion I can draw, if I could see this from the streets, this had to be done on purpose.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll get your reaction to that when we come back from the break. More with Mike Billington after a word from these sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Okay, what's going on? We're not on the air? I am on the air, okay. Well, my producer is speaking to me and says that we're on the air, and so speak those soft, nice words to me and tell me that I can communicate with my guest.
I'm here.
Okay, all right, very good. I apologize, Mike, for the technical difficulties, and looks like we're back, and Annie, I'm sure you're with us, right?
Yes, I'm here, Dave.
Okay, great. Okay, well, let's go forward. In the brief time we have left, you know, Mike, I almost feel like Moses here, and I'll say, let my people go, because we need to free up this technology.
institute some of these regulations. So let's start with NWAPA. In kind of a telegram fashion, tell the American people who are listening right now what we need to do to make this program a reality.
Well, you have a twofold process. One is that our base, what we call the basement team, because they work out of the basement of the house where LaRouche lives. But if you go to our website, LaRouchePack.com, you'll see a number of videos on these scientific issues on NWAPA, not only the North American Water and Power Alliance, but the similar program in Africa to refill the Chad, the Lake Chad, and provide the water by diverting the spill off from the Congo River north into Lake Chad and begin to push back the desert. And similar processes in Asia and in Latin America. The point is that these kinds of great projects, the kinds of things a man can do, are on the table. We can make them happen now. If you don't have the courage to fight to implement Glass-Steagall, which will not happen unless Obama can be forced out of office on the 25th Amendment as a clinically insane narcissist, a lunatic.
How about the obvious fact he's not a natural-born citizen?
Well, I don't know about that. That's controversial. But the fact is that we have constitutional bases on which the guy should be removed any case, whether or not you can find a birth certificate. The point is that he has to be. We don't have any choice. If we allow this to continue, even for, you know, don't talk about 2012. We don't have time to wait for 2012. We have to implement these emergency policies now. The Democrats over this last week have discovered, and they should have known long ago, that this president does not represent them. He represents an open alliance with the most extreme of the right-wing Republican crowd. His whole Stimson-Bowles committee, which was to shut down Social Security, shut down Medicare, shut down Medicaid, shut down our military, shut everything down in order to maintain the bailout of Wall Street. This is Obama's policy, and he announced this week after this so-called solution, which was just basically an agreement with the massive cuts, that he's going to continue the cuts. He's going to give a speech this week on why we have to give up Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. This cannot be tolerated. This is the destruction of our nation. We can reverse this. It requires people mobilizing. I encourage everybody to call us and join our work in this effort, including the
scientific. Okay, let's tell everyone how they can track your work and become a part of what you do.
Well, you can call, which is 1-800-929-7566, 929-7566. Or go to the website, LaRouche PAC, P-A-C, for Political Action Committee. And you'll see on that website the numerous videos, daily, updated daily, on both.
Okay, Mike, we're up against the end of the hour, and I apologize for that. I will give out your website after the break. I'll give out
great.
The phone number as well. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to have you back because I feel
it
like
was
just
great to be
the
surface. On, Dave. Thanks very
Stay
much.
Tuned for hour number two, folks. We'll be back with Annie, and we'll talk about Bill Pollack.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay.